There are a lot of conversations that can be had in life, including debates or arguments, sometimes respectful and productive, sometimes not. But two Eastern Michigan University students have put their skills, the ability to make oral arguments, to work and are now our national award winners. This is Lisa Berry and welcoming to WEMU Kelsey Hall and Charles Graham, who recently won the top prize in the American Moot Court National Tournament. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Charles, you're a junior in political science here at Eastern. And Kelsey, you're a senior. And what are you going into?
Right now, I am applying to law schools, so hopefully in the next couple of months, that's where I'll be.
I'm assuming you both want to be lawyers.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't think it's very beneficial to do something like this and put that much time into something if you don't want to be an attorney.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we should start by explaining exactly what is this tournament and what's it about.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people don't know, and as a result, they don't understand the magnitude of just participating in something like this. But moot court simply is arguing in front of the appellate court. So if you ever think about the Supreme Court and the people that argue issues in front of them, that's exactly what we're doing. We have a panel of judges, sometimes three, sometimes five, sometimes seven, and we're arguing against a different team for constitutional matters. So the Fourth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment issues, and we're just arguing to prove our case. And in the midst of us arguing, we're being interrupted, asked questions by these judges just to kind of make us look stupid to see if we actually know what we know. And we just prove to them that we do know what we're talking about.
How does one prepare for this?
There's a lot that goes into it, I guess. So we have to create two different arguments. We are forced to go on both sides. So there's a petitioner and then there is a respondent. In this case, the petitioner was representing an individual by the name of Mr. Bobby Bronner. And then the respondent was representing the state of Olympus, which is a fake state. It's supposed to be the 51st state in the United States of America. So we have to write our own individual arguments for both sides. Usually we speak for about 10 minutes. And then we also have professors within the political science department that will help us write these arguments and then ask us questions in order to get us prepared to go in front of the judges that we would see at these competitions.
And should we give a shout out to those professors right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So Dr. Barry Pyle is the coach of the moot court team, as well as Dr. Klein. He is the person who probably asks the most difficult and confusing questions.
You got to give a shout out to C-Rob,
yeah.
Robert Vronsky.
Yes.
Because he's a practicing attorney, but he does take some time away from the family, the wife and kids, to also help us to be as successful as possible.
Yes, he does.
Can you give us an example of what you would hear in this competition right here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have my partner go first because, you know, she argues the Fourth Amendment. She always stands up and makes me look good before I even step up there.
Okay, so 2 years ago, Chief Justice Roberts, in the case of Carpenter versus United States, recognized two main purposes of the Fourth Amendment. One, to protect citizens' privacies of life, and two, to protect citizens from a permeating police presence.
All right, that's attorney-to-be Kelsey Hall, and now Charles Graham. Is it the third, I believe?
It is the third. My dad's the junior. He's a professor at Eastern, so I always have to distinguish myself between him.
All right.
So I'd say Honorable Chief Justice, Associate Justices, and may it please the court, my name is Charles Graham the third, and today I rise on behalf of the respondent, the state of Olympus. I rise to make two points. First, that the statements that were given by Andy Somerville to Officer Ryle were non-testimonial in nature and therefore fall outside the confinements of the Confrontation Clause and are not subject to cross-examination.
So are these points you memorize, but don't you sort of have to be in the moment in case someone argues with you that you can respond accordingly?
Yeah, it's both. We have like a set memorized argument.
Yeah, it doesn't really pay to memorize, though,
yeah.
Because as soon as you get asked questions, you're going to be thrown off. That forces us to have to adapt to the certain judges that we have. If we have judges that are more aggressive and asking questions as soon as we tell them what our name is, we have to be able to adapt and respond to what they are concerned with.
And let's clarify, you beat out 500 other schools throughout the United States to win this title, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't face 500 different schools, but there were 500 teams that competed with in the regional
to get to this point.
Correct, yeah.
And you both have five first place votes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happened was it's a bracket, kind of like the 32 teams advanced to the second day after 80 teams made it to the national competition. Our side of the bracket tended to be a lot more difficult than the other side of the bracket. So by the time we got to the national final round, and there were five judges in that round, we had already beaten out everybody that was projected to win. And we just kind of expected to win at that point. And all five of those judges said that we won that final round.
And we're talking about some top-tier schools like Yale and who else?
University of Chicago.
University of Southern California.
Baylor, Duke, Loyola.
Virginia. A lot of difficult schools. But one thing it's important to understand is that there's this general misconception that just because the school is a big name, that means that the students that are participating are going to be the smartest and the brightest. And the hardest team that we faced, I believe, was Youngstown State.
Yeah, I would
State.
Agree.
And that's because those two students, they're the best at that institution. They're both going to either Harvard or Yale, and they're getting all the investment from the professors at that small institution. So just because it's a big-name school doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to beat those smaller schools.
Yeah.
Are there more competitions after this, or is this the top?
No, that's it. This is the only national championship put on by moot court in the country.
Right. So we do participate in another extracurricular, which is mock trial, which is different from a moot court because we're now in a trial court. It's a little bit more animated. There's more excitement to it. It's more like, I like to say moot court is like your Southern law. While your New York City law, while mock trial is your Los Angeles law. It's like the flashy type of stuff, the Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson trial.
That's why Charles does so well at mock trial.
Yes, that is. And that's why we beat the people in moot court, because I believe the area that we were in, it was the tone of voice that we had and the speaking ability, it was refreshing to them. And when everybody has a lot of information and everyone's intelligent, everyone knows the facts of the cases, what really puts you over is your presence, your speaking ability. And there wasn't a single student from Yale, Virginia, Duke, Loyola, University of Southern California, or Chicago that could trump us when it came to speaking ability.
Yeah, I think that's why mock trial has prepared us so much, because it teaches you to adapt to the judges that you have. And I guess the judges that we got this time around at the law center that we were at in Louisiana were different from the normal judges that we would typically see in moot court. I guess that moot courters were used to seeing, but we were able to adapt so well to them.
Were you not just recently recognized by the Michigan Supreme Court as well?
Yeah, we were. We got a proclamation.
Yeah, that was exciting. That hard work that we put into this activity was recognized. But it's just the first step in us putting Eastern Michigan on the map. I really believe that was the goal. And it just starts with this first national championship, and it continues with the future national championships that we're going to win this year and next year and the years to follow.
Yeah.
Charles Graham III, Kelsey Hall, recently winning the top prize at the American Moot Court National Tournament representing Eastern Michigan University. I'm thinking nobody really wants to argue with you two, do they?
I hope not.
Yeah.
They should now.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.